Robin Radcliffe and Carl Von Dorn have fallen in love. And though Robin was happy, her world perfect, she did face the problem of telling Jimmy Sullivan that she had given her heart to Carl. And so last night she met that problem. Very pathetically, but with a wealth of understanding, Jimmy accepted the news as Robin told him, frankly and fairly. But this morning, sitting in her patio, Robin has been brooding over the events of last night. As she thinks of Jimmy, she softly cries to herself. She doesn't see Whitey Evans as he enters the bright, sunlit yard.
Robin, what's the matter? What's the matter, huh?
Nothing.
Well, now, something...
No, happened. No, it's nothing.
Well, people don't go around doing that if something isn't the matter. I only cried once in my life, but something was the matter with me.
Was there?
Yeah, I'll say. I caught my finger in the kitchen door. Look, you can still see where I tore off the fingernail. See? Right there.
Uh-huh.
See?
I saw it, Whitey.
Well, I sure cried after that door banged on my finger.
Yes, I imagine.
And that goes back to what I was saying. People just don't cry for nothing. Gee, the last couple of days you've been happy as a clam. And now you act like you banged the door on your finger.
Well, there's no explaining the intricacies of a woman's mind.
Yeah, I know, but what are you crying for?
I don't know. I am as happy as a clam, Whitey. I've never been so happy. Why, it's all but bursting right in here.
It don't hurt, does it?
Oh, no, it's... Well, you know whenever something happens to you, something that's just grand?
Yeah?
Have you ever noticed that there's always something that still hangs over you? Some dark cloud that, well, that just hangs on. It doesn't go away in spite of everything else.
Well, now, you mean that with every silver lining, there's always a dark cloud?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
Well?
You mean you're happy and you're sad?
That's right. I'm happy and I'm sad.
Gee, you must feel terrible.
Well, you don't really feel terrible when you're in love, Whitey.
Yeah, sure swell to be in love. Me and Margie, you and Jimmy
but
are...
But not Jimmy.
Why, Jimmy and you can... Huh?
I'm not in love with Jimmy.
You aren't in love with Jimmy? Jimmy Sullivan?
Oh, Whitey, where have you been?
Well, here most of the time. We was down at Palm Springs for a little...
Well?
Well, now, wait a minute, Robin. Everything's moving too fast. You were here crying. I came. You stopped crying to tell me that you were sad.
Yes.
And that you're happy.
Yes.
Because you're in love, and you're not in love with Jimmy. And we were down at Palm Springs, and you're sad, but you're glad because you're in love.
Oh, Whitey. I'm just about that mixed up, too.
And now you're laughing.
Yes. Oh, don't you see? It's Carl. Carl and I are in love.
Who do you mean? Carl Von Dorn?
Of course. Oh, Whitey, where are your eyes?
Well, I always thought...
Didn't you notice? Didn't you see down in Palm Springs? It was just being with him there, away from everything here, away from the studio, away from wearing the false face of Hollywood. We found out that we'd been in love for months and didn't even know it.
Gee, yeah?
And that's why I'm so happy, Whitey. It's just... Oh, just perfect.
Yeah, Carl's a swell guy. But gosh, I sure never knew that you got in love with him.
Well, probably not. You were too busy trading things with that Indian.
That's what Margie got sore at me for.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm in love with her just because I spent a little time with Rainwater trading off a few old things I didn't want.
You were even too busy to see that Carl and I had fallen in love.
Yeah, I guess maybe I was. But, well, it's sure a surprise. And I still can't figure out what you were crying about.
Oh, I don't know. Only one reason, I guess.
Well, if you and Carl...
Oh, it's not about Carl and me. It's Jimmy.
Well, Carl and... Oh, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot about him. Oh, yeah. Gosh, what about Jimmy? Have you told him? What did he say and what's he going to do?
I told Jimmy last night, Whitey. I told him that Carl and I were...
Oh, gosh, poor Jimmy.
He was so sweet about it, and that's just it. If he'd have stormed and yelled and made it unpleasant for me, if he had made it any worse than it was, I wouldn't feel so badly now.
Yeah, but he just ain't that way.
No, he was so understanding and so swell about it. He knew that something had to happen, and, well, he just made it easy for me.
When did you tell him the news?
Last night.
I ain't seen him all day today. Wonder where he's at.
I don't know. He's supposed to call me sometime today and let me know his plans.
Gosh, he sure must feel something awful. Maybe I better go see him.
Oh, do, Whitey. He'd probably like to talk with you.
Yeah, I think he will. I know I'd feel terrible if you were to give me the air. Maybe I better go cheer him up.
Who is it?
Me, Whitey.
Oh, come on in. Oh, hiya, kid.
Hi, Jimmy. I was going by outside, so I thought I'd drop... What are you doing?
Oh, just putting a few things away. And don't sit on the bed. I just got those shirts back from the laundry.
Well, it looks like moving day. Trunks, suitcases...
Yeah. Here, sit on this chair. And don't lean back. I just got those trousers from the cleaners.
Gosh, you can't even sit on the floor. Boy, you sure got stuff spread all around.
Uh-huh. How have you been?
Oh, fine. Right in the pink. And a little in the red. Palm Springs is an expensive place.
Did you have a good time down there?
Oh, boy, did I. Sure too bad you couldn't have stayed, Jimmy.
Oh, maybe not. How's it going at the studio? Von Dorn going to start that new picture?
Yeah, I think he is. Pretty soon. What are you hunting for?
Yeah, I've got it.
Can't help, can I, Jimmy?
No, thanks. This is just something only I can do.
How you feeling, Jimmy?
Swell. A little tired. Been at the office all day.
I was trying to get hold of you around noon.
Well, I guess I was probably with Flint around that time. Where are those shoes? Oh, yeah, here they are.
You're sure you're feeling all right, huh, Jimmy?
Yeah, sure. Why?
Oh.
Hey, come here a minute and help me get the lid on this trunk closed, will you?
Yeah. Sure is full of stuff, ain't it?
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
Stand right there. Yeah.
Like this?
Uh-huh. Both feet. It's not going to hurt it. Knocking you up. All right, press down a little harder. Like that. That's right. There. Now the other end. Stand right over there. Look, Whitey. A little more.
Huh?
Now. It's caught.
Now, who's going to lift it?
It's going to stay there for a... Hey, not on that chair. Here, sit on the trunk.
Okay. So you're feeling all right, huh?
Oh, certainly. Give me that stuff there on the table, will you, Whitey?
Yeah. Here. Jimmy.
Hmm?
You ain't making this any easier for me.
Making what any easier for you?
Well, don't you feel just awful?
Why, no. What gave you that idea?
Well, don't you know?
No, I have no... Well, I have no particular reason for feeling awful. Why?
You haven't?
No.
Think back.
No, I just had a tough day of it. Lots of changes being made at the office.
No, I don't mean at the office.
Can't think of anything.
Well, you ain't making this very easy for me, I must say, Jimmy. Now you do too know.
I don't know anything. Well, what?
Well, Robin, of course.
She's all right, isn't she?
Certainly she's all right. Except she's going to marry Carl, and I'll bet you anything on it.
Oh, that.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that I... Well, that I'm hoping you're not taking it too tough, Jimmy.
Oh, I'm not. No, I got over it. Oh, guess you can get over anything in this world if you really want to.
Robin's sure all right, Jimmy. But you can never tell about women.
Robin is all right, Whitey.
Yeah, and so are you. Gee, when I heard that she was in love with Von Dorn, I could have died. Because I know how you must have felt. And you sure got my sympathy, and if there's anything I can do, pal...
Oh, say, listen, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm looking forward to the trip and the new job.
Wait a minute. New job and a trip? What's that?
What do you think I'm packing all this stuff for? For fun?
I thought you said you were just putting some stuff away.
I am, in trunks.
Yeah, but you're really not taking them anyplace. You ain't going to leave Hollywood.
Whitey, old boy, that's just exactly what I'm going to do. By the way, will you bring back that blue striped shirt of mine you borrowed a couple of months ago? I'm low in the shirt department.
I ain't got any blue. But look, Jimmy... Who said you were going away?
Who said so? I don't know. I guess I did, just then.
Yeah, but what for? I'll be awful lonesome without you. And I'll bet you that Robin will, too. And Margie likes you a lot, and I'll bet that she'll be lonesome, too.
Oh, well, I'm coming back someday.
Oh, now, Jimmy, this is just an idea of yours. You're really not going anyplace.
In a couple of days, Whitey. I'm taking the train for New York. In New York, I'm going to catch a boat. Great big boat will be headed for England, and that's my destination.
England? You mean England and Europe?
That's the place. Merry, merry England, old bean.
But what for?
A job doing stuff from Hollywood. The paper cabled for confirmation today, so I might be leaving the first thing in the morning, or I might not leave till next week. But I'm going.
Yeah, but I'm going to be awful lonesome without you, Jimmy.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll be a little lonesome too, Whitey.
England? Why, that's clear over on the other side of the map.
That's right. And it's across the ocean, too.
I won't be able to drop by and say hello or nothing.
Oh, they've got phone service there now.
Yeah, but... Well, I'm sure going to feel like two or three lost souls without you around, Jimmy. I'm beginning to feel awful, awful right now. Oh, gosh, Jimmy. And here I come up here to cheer you up. Say something funny, will you?
It appears that Jimmy is really going to England. Will such a move change Robin's mind, or is Robin really in love and going to marry Carl von Doren? Poor Whitey. Perhaps Margie can comfort him. Listen to the following chapters.